great importance. I'm Laura Cantor, Fox News. The Biden administration providing details about the meeting in Kyiv Sunday between Secretary of State Blinken and Defense Secretary Austin and Ukraine's top leadership, including President Zelensky. Fox's Jennifer Griffin traveled with the U.S. contingent.
Blinken and Austin announced more U.S. military assistance to Ukraine's government when they met President Zelensky in Kyiv. They also announced that U.S. Embassy diplomats will be returning first to Lviv in the coming days with the goal of reopening the U.S. Embassy in Kyiv in the coming weeks, an important gesture of solidarity for Ukraine's government. A few embassies have announced they are returning to Kyiv. The British, French, and Italians have done so.
President Biden will also be announcing a new ambassador to Ukraine. French President Emmanuel Macron winning his second presidential term Sunday, defeating far-right opponent Marine Le Pen in a runoff. Macron, through a translator, telling crowd at the Eiffel Tower that French people need to unite.
Together, we must work towards that unity, which is the only way through which we can live happier in France and overcome the challenges that will come in the coming years.
Sound courtesy of France 24. President Zelensky congratulating French President Emmanuel Macron for his repeat win. Almost 50 Democrats now in agreement with Republicans over Title 42.
There are practical and political concerns here. Democrats who are in tight races right now, they don't want to be hurt by the president's immigration policies. Currently, 47 Democratic members of Congress are pushing to extend the public health measure put into place by President Trump.
Fox's Alexandria Hoff at the White House. Officials saying wildfires in Nebraska killing a retired fire chief and injuring at least 15 firefighters. America is listening to Fox News.
Okay, quick math. The less your business spends on operations, on multiple systems, on delivering your product or service, the more margin you have and the more money you keep. Obvious. But with higher expenses on materials, employees, distribution, and borrowing, everything costs more. So to reduce costs and headaches, smart businesses are graduating to NetSuite by Oracle. NetSuite is the number one cloud financial system, bringing accounting, financial management, inventory, HR into one platform and one source of truth. With NetSuite, you reduce IT costs because NetSuite lives in the cloud with no hardware required, accessed from anywhere. You cut the cost of maintaining multiple systems because you've got one unified business management suite, and you're improving efficiency by bringing all of your major business processes into one platform, slashing manual tasks and errors. Over 37,000 companies have already made the move, so do the math. See how you'll profit with NetSuite. Backed by popular demand, NetSuite has extended its one-of-a-kind flexible financing program for a few more weeks. Head to netsuite.com/fox. netsuite.com/fox.
Outrage over a Texas woman sentenced to death. Supporters say she deserves a new trial.
In a dramatic about-face, nearly half of the jurors who sentenced a Texas woman to die for the 2007 death of one of her 14 children now call for her upcoming execution to be halted and for her to get a new trial. 52-year-old Melissa Lucio is set to be executed Wednesday for the death of her 2-year-old daughter Mariah in Harlingen, a southern Texas city. Her lawyers say new evidence shows that Mariah's injuries, including a blow to the head, were caused by a fall down a steep staircase, and many lawmakers and celebrities have rallied to Lucio's cause. Prosecutors maintain that the girl was the victim of child abuse. Various legal appeals and clemency bids have been filed on the mother's behalf. Salchi and Grasso, Fox News.
Police saying five teenagers were shot outside a diner in downtown Atlanta late Saturday night. Atlanta Police Deputy Chief Timothy Peake giving details regarding the shooting at a press conference.
They were able to locate three individuals that were shot. Subsequent investigation from that point, they were able to determine that some type of altercation took place. Shots rang out. While on scene, they received updated information that two more people had self-transported themselves to Grady Memorial Hospital.
Carjacking charges for two of the male victims. Police alleging they stole the vehicle they used to get to the hospital. This weekend's box office has a new number one.
DreamWorks is The Bad Guys, earned $24 million in its first weekend. At number two, Sonic the Hedgehog 2, the Paramount Pictures cartoon, earning $15 million at the domestic box office in week two. At number three, the Harry Potter spinoff, Fantastic Beasts, The Secrets of Dumbledore. But ticket sales fell almost 70% from last week. Ron Shustern, Fox News.
I'm Laura Cantor, and this is Fox News.
Kudlow on Fox Business is now on the go for podcast fans. Get key interviews with the biggest business newsmakers of the day. The Kudlow podcast will be available on the go after the show every weekday at foxbusinesspodcasts.com or wherever you download your favorite podcasts.